Welcome to Cognitive Rampage Podcast. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your Cognitive Rampage. You have to believe in the power of you. Uncomfortable is where the change is.
Everybody doing today? Hope you're doing all right. I've been pondering a thought lately that maybe you can walk down with me. I've noticed a few people, when they become parents, tend to turn to this martyr as if parenting means self-sacrifice. And it's its only definition. Now, granted, there's sacrifice in parenting. We get that. There's sacrifice in relationships. We understand that. But, you know, when I talk about relationships, I love to say, you know, it's about sharing your life, not giving your life. Well, I think that same principle can apply to becoming a parent. You know, I've even heard parents boast about how, you know, the minute someone was pregnant, they sold their hot rod or they, you know, bought the minivan or I don't know, something like that, right? Or they cut things that were them. And it's boasted about as if they did the hard thing. But what are we teaching our kids when we do that? I mean, are we teaching them that, hey, make sure you don't keep yourself happy along the way. Make sure you don't take care of yourself and do the things you enjoy because you've decided to get married and have a child. Or just have a child, or just get married. See, it's about sharing your life. I think if we show our children, hey, look at everything we sacrifice for you, that wouldn't make me want to get married. I don't know. Maybe kids are looking at marriage a little differently because of that. Maybe they look at it that, man, I got to sacrifice everything that I want, or at least half of what I want, in order to enjoy my notion of the family. When that's not true, I don't think. I don't think it's about sacrifice as much as we like to believe it is. I mean, older generations ago, it became about that, right? Somebody's father's father told them, okay, son, this is when you go get your job and you clock in and clock out and you work and you come home for the family. You know, and these are good principles, sure. But does that mean forgo your happiness? Does that mean forgo your dreams? I don't think so. I think the more we chase our dreams, the more we communicate with our kids about our dreams, about the pitfalls, admit to them when, you know, we're not superhuman. I think when you try to lie to your kids about, you know, I got this together, they see through that shit. They respect you more, I think, if you're telling them what it is you're thinking about in life, what you're thinking about doing, because more than likely, they're pondering the same thing. You're talking about wanting to connect with your child or your teen. Talk to them about what you're thinking about in life, about what your dreams are, not what they were. I mean, kids don't want to keep hearing about how you used to play this and you used to own that. Do that now. Just because you have a kid or just because you get married, it's not about sacrificing and playing the martyr. It's really not. You're teaching the wrong lesson, maybe. I don't know. I've been pondering that. It's about sharing your life, not giving your life. It's not about you're a good parent because you've sacrificed so much. I think it's about making it all work in a full synergy together. Because I think the family is only as happy as its most unhappy member. Have a good day.